Now we come to Psalm 32, and oh, here is another wonderful psalm. This psalm has been called by many a spiritual gem, and it has been misunderstood. It's called a Psalm of David, a maskil. Now, what is a maskil? The word means giving instruction, or it means to understand. And it's quite interesting how that word, that Hebrew word, is used especially as it relates to the future of Israel. And I think some of these seminaries today that have gone intellectual, and they're depending on high-powered personality and a promotion program and a good personality and that type of thing to put them over, and they're emphasizing the intellectual. Here's a psalm. It'd be nice if they'd come to and they'd find out that God has a future for Israel and that it requires a little spiritual gumption to get the point, by the way. Now, I want you to see how this word is used in connection with the nation Israel. In Daniel 11:33, we read, "And they that understand among the people," that is Israel, "shall instruct many, yet they shall fall by the sword and by flame, by captivity, by spoil many days." Did you notice that? "And they that understand," maskilim is the word here. And again, Daniel says, "And some of them of understanding," maskilim, "shall fall, shall try them, and to purge and make white." Even to the time of the end, you notice Daniel uses the time of the end, never the end of time. He says the time of the end because it is yet for appointed time. You see, understanding is to the future. And again, Daniel in chapter 12, verse 3, he says, "And they that be wise," maskilim, "shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and they that turn many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." And then down in verse 10, he says, "Many shall be purified, made white and tried, but the wicked shall do wicked. And none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise, the maskilim, shall understand." And how wonderful this is. Now, when you come to the New Testament, the Lord Jesus, in speaking of this time of trouble that's coming in the future for the nation Israel, in Matthew 24 and 25, he goes back and quotes Daniel as being the sign of the end of the age. What is it? He says that when you shall see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet. Now, I'm not looking for abomination of desolation. I don't even know what it is. And I've read quite a few books by men who thought they knew what it is. Some of them, it took them two or three chapters to make it clear they didn't know what it was. I can just say it in one sentence. I don't know what it is. Now, will you notice? I'm not looking for the abomination, but for the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, will you notice? "And the Lord added to this, whoso readeth, let him," what? "Understand." This psalm that we're coming to now is a psalm of instruction, understanding. Ought to be helpful to many of us. Now, we have here another reference to it over in Revelation from chapter 6 to 18, and we'll have to wait till we get there to talk about it, but that covers the same ground that the Olivet Discourse does, and it covers the ground of the Great Tribulation period. Now, in the 13th chapter, where we have the two beasts revealed and the empire, that great world dictatorship that's coming, we read at the end of that chapter, "Here is wisdom. Let him that hath," what? "Understanding," maskilim. "Let him that hath understanding count the number of the beast." And then again, there have been books written on that number, 666. You want to know what the number means? Will you listen? I can give you an answer. I don't know. And I can add to that a little P.S. And these folk that are writing to tell you what 666 means, they don't know either. They just think they know. You see, it will be in that day that God will reveal it to his people. Now, this is a maskil psalm. It's a psalm of instruction for us. Now, it's been called a penitential psalm. That is, that it's a confession of David. I disagree with that. The 51st Psalm that we'll be coming to is David's prayer of confession and for forgiveness. And it's when David prayed after Nathan said to him, "Thou art the man," and David made his confession. Now, the 32nd Psalm here is the record of the confession made and the forgiveness that he received and the blessedness of his complete restoration. Now, may I say to you, in the 51st Psalm, David, you remember, said that if God would forgive him, he says, "Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee." Now, friends, in Psalm 32, David is giving you his instruction. He says, "Then will I teach transgressors thy way, and sinners shall be converted unto thee."